Another violent incident involving air travel. A Southwest Airlines employee is injured and sent to the hospital after a passenger boarding a flight today in Dallas assaulted her. The female passenger is in jail tonight, charged with aggravated assault. News Nation's Michael Shore joins us now with the latest on, Michael, what seems like a never-ending string of violence against flight attendants. Give us a little background here on what happened leading up to the assault.
Yeah, Ruby, it seems like we see this now almost every week. It's constant, and the FAA has something to say that about that as well. What happened here, though, was not an in-flight incident. It was during the boarding process. It was an operations agent, not a flight attendant, who was involved with this unruly passenger. And what happened was, as soon as the incident happened, this person was escorted off the plane, arrested, put into custody, and the Southwest Airlines employee was sent to the hospital. She remained in the hospital, was released today, and is in okay condition. Southwest saying today that this is, you know, something that they are going to have zero tolerance for. But again, it's another scary thing happening in the air, most always over masks. They say the FAA, 70% of these incidents are over masks.
Has Southwest commented on the incident?
In commenting on it, what they have said is that they stand by their employee. They intend to prosecute to the full extent. And what that means is they are referring all of these incidents to federal prosecutors rather than just dealing with some of them, as had happened before 2021, even 2020, when the pandemic started. Very often they would deal with it internally, call local authorities, and just process like that. Now they're actually dealing with federal prosecutors each time this happens. It means it's a lot more serious for these passengers, Ruba.
And of course, as we know, this is just one of many, many recent incidents in which airlines have had to get involved with unruly passengers. What is the FAA doing in response?
They're doing a lot more than they had in the past. They say the FAA says now that 6 in every 10,000 flights has had an incident in 2021. That's twice as many as in 2020. They've levied fines now totaling $225,000. A lot of money. This rises to the level of felony, and that's how they're prosecuting these crimes. So it didn't used to be as serious a piece of business as it is now. The FAA taking it very seriously, realizing that, you know, it's not just the employees of the airlines, it's the other passengers on the flight who are in danger. And because these numbers are so high, they've had already 5,000 incidents in 2021 alone, an astonishing number. And like I said before, 70% of these, Ruta Bay, over masks.
And some of these, and right in front of children, nearly missing them. Michael Shore, thank you.